Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all y'all. It's good to have you with us. On Resurrection Sunday morning.
Woo!
This is the greatest day of the year to anybody who is a true believer in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we're fired up and excited with you, even if you're not fired up and excited. But we are, and we want you to be.
This Amen.
Is something. Well, all right, I'm fired up and excited about these changes I'm making right now and the fact that it's going to work. Hallelujah.
And that you have the ability to make those
yeah,
changes.
Well, yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There you go. Now, we're going to get right at it because I still got loads to haul and sleep to partake of. So, Brother Dan and I have had a good morning. We saw about 2,000 geese. And then he got to see a bear. Well, how cool is that?
That is really awesome.
It is really cool. Unless, of course, you're driving down the dark North Dakota road in the middle of the night and the bear runs across the road in front of you. Because they don't ever wait until they get right there where you can see them in the headlights and go, "That's a bear!" Anyways, welcome, welcome. Tomorrow is April 1st.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. So get absolutely everything you can done. You can get done today day. If you don't know what I mean. Anyways, this is the greatest day of the history of the world.
Amen.
As we celebrate Jesus' resurrection. Mrs. B this morning, Dr. Barclay's wife, read that little poem that's been all over Facebook. 4,200 religions in the world, but there's only one risen Savior. And guess what? Of all the people in the world that's deceived by religion, we are not deceived.
Amen.
We are not deceived. And you may not understand everything, but just open up your Bible and read it. Keep reading. And keep saying, "Lord, show me something else. God gave me a revelation this week I ain't never seen in all my days." Now, it used to not make much sense when I said that, because I didn't have very many days. But I actually got quite a few days now.
Got ahead of a lot of them, huh?
But anyways, let's get right to our lesson for today. 22,265 days I have been alive. Wow. So, let's hold our Bible up and we'll make our confession together. We might as well get right with it. Don't you reckon? Confession is just not there. Let's try this one. Isn't that just something? Well, all right. That is really something. Isn't that just something?
Well,
where did that prayer go? That's amazing. It'll be all right. Our opening prayer.
Oh. Yeah, let me just pull it up.
Might as well. I like it. It's a great prayer. And we're going to talk about the joy of the cross. Now, you might say, there ain't no joy in that. But the joy of the cross. You don't have it either?
Yeah. It just wasn't in that quick grab area
yeah.
that it usually
well, is. Well, I think that's what my problem is. Somebody moved the quick grab, and that's since I was here last, and that can only be you or Ripley.
Well, I moved both of us.
You moved them both. Welcome, 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 welcome. Here we go. COF opening prayer. Father, we pray these prayers.
And make these declarations boldly.
Boldly. Through the blood of Jesus. As your children, the heirs of God. As the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
flow.
We, the community
of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God. And glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And amen. Now, let's go to our verses. I wanted to say this, but I'm missing it. So here we go. Just hold your Bible up and say it to me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says
I am. I go do what he tells me to do.
I go do what he tells me to do.
Today I will be taught the word of God.
Today I will be taught the word of God.
And this word is changing my life.
And this word is changing my life.
Because that's what it's designed to do.
Because that's what it's designed to
do. I receive it as a seed.
I receive it as a seed.
That is producing 100-fold and more.
That is producing 100-fold
in my life.
In my life.
In my family. In my job and my business.
In my job and my business.
In everything I put my hand to.
Everything I put my hand to.
In Jesus' mighty
name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen and amen. Now, go with me to John chapter 5. Any of our Bible scholars might say, Pastor, there's no resurrection in John chapter 5. But there's a powerful principle here. Uh-oh. Did I pull up the wrong chapter? Hold on just a second. Oh, there it is right there. 5:15. Actually, 5:16-23. There we go. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him. Isn't that wonderful? When you start doing something good, somebody wants to kill you. But it's like Sean Fouts said, well, at least somebody's starting to get some death threats now. Somebody said that. Because he had done things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, my Father has been working until now. And I've been working. Therefore, the Jews sought to kill him all the more. If it wasn't bad enough, they want to kill you. Now they're going to really want to kill you. All the more. Where you go? What's that? 18. Therefore, the Jews also sought to kill him. Because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father. Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly, I say to you,
the Son of God can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner.
For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not belong. Does not honor the Father who sent him. I do not have too much on that. Now, Jesus makes a powerful statement here, and we're going to see this in the resurrection or in the crucifixion. I just saw this last week, and it's like, what an amazing revelation. Now, just go with me for a minute. Jesus just said, I only get up and go do something when I see my Father doing it. So when Jesus healed the one man at the pool with many people in there, why did he only heal one man? Because that's all the Father showed him in that place. And Jesus was not going to take one step out of the will of the Father. He was going to do it. Now, let's go to some of the final statements of Jesus on the cross. If we can get everyone to please mute their electronic devices. And then don't hit the buttons after you've muted it. Let's look at Matthew 27:46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, Father hadn't forsaken Jesus. He had to turn his face from him. It's the first time in Jesus' life since he met the Father that he wasn't beholding him face to face. And there actually had to become a separation in there. Wow. Yeah, how horrible. The next statement Jesus made was, I thirst. But now look at this one. John 19:30. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. It is finished. Now think about this fact. Wait, we better read one more verse. Go with me to Hebrews. I think it's chapter 3. Hebrews 3. No. So, well, that actual reference is going to come to me. 13, that's what it is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's not 13, it's 12. I'm going to get it. I guarantee you I'm going to get this. No, huh? Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. That is the verses we're looking for. All
right.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all the holy angels, and every believer since the beginning. We are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Look at this. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, at what point did Jesus receive joy? Just going to let it meditate. That's kind of like percolate. That's kind of like pickle. I'm just going to let it pickle a little bit in there. Because in about the eighth hour, Jesus is on the cross. But remember, the earth, there was a major earthquake. The sun was darkened. Tombs were open. So there were some very serious things happening that day. But watch this. John chapter 5, Jesus says, I only do what I see my Father do. And I only say what I hear my Father say. And on the cross, Jesus made the declaration, it is finished. But he got that from the Father. Especially on this day, Jesus is not going to just slap his lips and just say whatever. Well, I laughed till I cried. I laughed till I died. No, he's not going to make any of those dumb statements like that. And Jesus heard the Father say, it's finished. Redemption's price is done. You've been scourged enough. You've been beaten enough. You've been bruised enough. You've been despised enough. You've been betrayed enough. And he said, it is finished. Personally, I believe Jesus smiled and was filled with joy. I did it. I did it. Redemption's price is paid. I did it. And then he gave up the ghost. Now look at it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. No. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. See, sometimes we gotta rename. That's this whole name you see thing. Sometimes we gotta rename what it is we're going through.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like when we find out Jesus considered it joy in that beating because he knew it was coming on the other side? Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. And the moment the Father said, it's finished, Jesus said, it's finished. And then he gave up his spirit and died. How easy is it to name something joy when you just got yourself? I mean, they stripped Jesus' skin off his body. See, he was keeping his heart free, and he heard the Father say, forgive them. They don't know what they do. And Jesus said, forgive them. They don't know what to do. Why? Because Jesus only did what he saw his Father do. And he only said what he heard our Father say. And then look at chapter 3, Hebrews 12, 3. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your own souls. Well, Pastor, if I had the Holy Spirit flowing in my veins like Jesus did, I could make it too. You do have the Holy Spirit flowing in your veins. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead living inside you. To all of you, you may be like, I don't even know where you are today, Pastor. Well, I'm going to tell you where I am. It hit me that on the cross, Jesus heard the Father say, it's finished, and he spoke it out loud. And did a smile come across Jesus' face?
Yeah.
Who for the joy that was set before him. And the Father just said, it's finished, carried the weight of sin. Now what? And here comes the earthquake. And here comes the, is it lunar eclipse, solar eclipse, whatever you call it, solar eclipse. Just like in riding a Honda today. When you think about this, I personally believe Jesus smiled on the cross and said, it is finished. It is finished. Redemption's price has been paid. And for the joy that was set before him, see, he didn't consider the beating for our sins. He didn't consider it horrible and miserable. It was very horrible. It was very miserable. They beat him within, as the old saying goes, within an inch of your life. But see, you and I got to look at it and say, there's no way I'm going to sign up for that much torture and that much punishment. But Jesus did it because he wanted to win you and me back so that we could be here and crush Satan's head. Because that's Jesus' number one enemy. It's Satan and crushing his head. Now, wow, I hope you're getting the same revelation. I mean, if you're not, please send me an email and say, Pastor, I don't get nothing you're saying. And they'll be all right, and I'll send you back an email like, how stupid can you be? No, you ain't never going to hear those words out of my lips, ever. I told one person one time, that's it, I'm getting a club and beating you myself. And it was a lady, and she's like, why would you say that to me? I'm like, well, that's what you want me to say. You want somebody to just show you how bad and awful you are. Probably why she was getting beat. She acted bad and awful. Let's get off that subject and get back to Jesus. I personally believe that a smile came across his face, because that smile would so destroy the region of hell.
Yes.
Like, he is smiling. How can he be smiling? Jesus has got, he's got the weight of sin and death and hell, and he's carrying it, and he's headed for the grave. And they're like, no, don't bring him down here. And everybody turns to the devil like, whose idea was this? And Jesus came as a spotless lamb standing in hell. I mean, this is a serious thing. And then when he hears the Father say it's finished, Jesus is like, it is finished. And he immediately, I mean, split second immediately. The veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom. And I mean, there was priests running a long ways. Let's see what this says here. Now, I keep saying this, but I want to actually get this in my mind. How thick was the veil of the temple that was torn in two from the top to the bottom? All right? And nobody's given an answer. That's what I heard. That's what I've always thought, about 4 or 5 inches thick. But here's why I say that. For days, that curtain hung there. And the priests are trying to figure out what just happened. And you got to know, you know how humans are. They went back there with them, the guys that were serving, like, which of you climbed the ladder? And they look at the high priest like, we're going to reach up there and grab a hold of the thing and tear it apart. Hello, high priest. God was in the building, and the high priest would shudder and shake, because he wasn't a righteous man. The high priest wasn't righteous. He was self-righteous. And, and yet this was so important, because it broke down the middle wall of partition. That's how Hebrews says it. And it gave us access into the Holy of Holies. I truly believe Jesus smiled on the cross and said, yes. What if it is finished wasn't, geez, glad that's done. Because that wasn't Jesus. Jesus wasn't in a, oh my God, I got to suffer this. I sure hope this hurries up. No, that's what you and I get into. I can't believe I'm still in the middle of this predicament I'm in. Why has nothing changed? Those are the most those are the most faithless words you can speak. Well, but Pastor, it's been a whole 3 days. Why hasn't something changed? I don't know. Dr. Paul, he walked for 500 miles to have God say, no, 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 no. And then, yes. How long does it take you to walk 500 miles? Longer than 3 days. And every city you come to, God says, no, don't preach there. Are you serious? But Jesus had paid the price. Dutch Sheets prayed it the other day on Flashpoint when he said, thank you, Father, that you caused Jesus to suffer the full price of the penalty our sins. Whew. You're thanking Father for bruising and wounding Jesus for us. Yes, because it gave us access by grace into this faith, and by faith into this grace. And you realize they ain't nothing. I was talking with my mom about last night. They ain't nothing you can do to be right with God. People like, in your own flesh. There's many things that God will tell you to go do that'll be righteous. They'll be based in righteousness, and they'll be based in faith, and it'll just produce all the stuff, and you'll be like, how in the world did this happen? Because you got into faith. You got out of your ability, man's ability, got into God's ability. You and I, man, we're limited by this human body. I mean, there comes a point when this body's got to lay down and get some sleep. And if you don't, it's going to lay you down so you will get some sleep. But when it comes to God, God's working 24/7, 365, man. He never sleeps and he never slumbers. And that verse says, for the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. He despised the shame. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace. In order to be at peace with God, there had to be a price that was paid. The chastisement for our peace is on him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And when you think about this, the Father's in heaven saying, that's enough. We find when we get to heaven that Jesus said, are you kidding me? I laughed. Because he immediately died. His body was so, broken. And yet, when he came back from the dead, he was in a perfect body. He was in a perfect body. Nail pierced, side, and the feet. But you're not going to know the rest of it. Because he was healed. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you and me. Well, Pastor, have what you want because you already are getting what you want in your spirit life. And people are like, I'm not getting what I want in my spirit's life. Well, you have to change you so that you can get it. Yeah, I used to have a statement in Amway. Change isn't change until you've changed.
Amen.
It's either just talking about it, it's either just looking at it, or it's planning for it. But sooner or later, you got to implement the process so that you can see the change come to pass, come to manifest. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He despised the shame. He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. And, think about Stephen when he got stoned. He was right out there in the middle of the city. And that first ring of guys around Stephen probably got stoned by some of their own guys. Hey, watch it over there. He stoned the guy on the ground, But you and I got to realize, Jesus, yes, he paid a severe price. This one scripture says that he endured the cross and he despised the shame. Now, hang on just a second. Let me find something. When I got that thought this week, that Jesus heard the Father say, it's finished. And now he's like, I paid the price. I did it. And And Jesus, I mean, you know, we don't know, but how fast did Jesus go from earth to hell? Now, you don't have a right answer, and I have a wrong one. It's just, well, let's think about that. Because the region of hell is so severe that people are screaming and crying and hollering. I mean, you think about it. Every wicked person from all over the earth is already in hell. As the old King James man would say, it behooves you to live right so you don't have to go experience that. But it's forever. You will never get out of there. That's why preachers want to preach hellfire and brimstone, because they want you to get to reality. But hellfire and brimstone is not the answer. Jesus wasn't here scared to death of the Father. Jesus was here carrying out a mission that the Father gave him to do. Cause pain, so be it. I'll handle pain. To cause persecution, persecution can come, didn't matter. I'm going to carry out the mission that the Father has given me to do. Now, let me see what. Not the verses I was looking for, but that's all right. Now, this is just a simple message today. You and I can see Jesus in our daily life. People have said to me, man, if Jesus was just here on the earth to see me today and help me know what to do. Well, guess what? He's here on the earth right now, helping you know what to do. But you got to get that ear tuned in, the inner ear, actually. You got to get this ear tuned in. And you got to begin to walk in righteousness. You got to begin to put things in order and do what the Father is telling us to do. I mean, can you imagine? We get to heaven and Mary Magdalene says, yes, he was smiling when he was hanging on that cross. And she said, oh, we're going to be like, wow. Why? Well, don't let any persecutors stop you. Don't let any naysayers stop you. Enter in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I got to be done. I could go on and on about this, but we'll talk about it again this next week, because we've got a lot of young people that we want them to understand and know. We truly do. And I'd love to see little Braden getting this thing. And I want to see everybody get it. I want you and I to stand in the gap and make up the hedge so severe for our family that they come running to us, those that are out of order. Not only do they come run, but they bring their boyfriends, girlfriends, their whatever, and some neighbors with them. And just say, please, you got to help us. Please, you got to help us. Why? Because you and I bound the devil, rebuked the devourer, and ask God to restore the years, the locusts have eaten. And he's standing in heaven with all of his power, doing his best to make that happen for you. Well, that's it. Time to go. It's been an hour. Okay. Have no idea. Now, think about it. I'm not starting a doctrine for everybody to go speak that Jesus was smiling and laughing on the cross. I'm not making that doctrine. However, when the Father said, When the Father said, it's finished, and Jesus heard it, you got to know Jesus was on the inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is finished. And that's what Resurrection Sunday is all about, is it is finished. And not only was he in the grave 3 nights and 3 days, but now he rose again, and they made a point to show himself to his disciples over the next number of days and encourage them in the Lord, because the time was coming when he said, meet me on the mountain. And then while they're standing on the mountain talking, Jesus says, and he didn't even have a drone lifting him up to heaven. I saw the coolest thing the other day. A guy was fishing with a drone. He had a pretty good test line on it because you could see it. You know, it wasn't like it. But the drone was like 10 feet off the water. And I don't know what he hooked, but he hooked a big one. And down the drone started coming. Then you could see it power back up and got the big fish up off the water, and then lost it. Now, Jesus didn't lose his big fish. Peter, James, and John, and Andrew, he kept them. But there was no AI. I mean, there was no drone to take Jesus to heaven. Didn't need one. He just started going up. And the disciples were like, well, there he goes. And the angel says, why are you guys standing here gazing? And they're just pointing like, he just went. He just went. And the angel says, yeah, and he's going to come again in the same way and receive him unto yourself. I mean, Jesus said, if I don't go away, the Comforter can't come. So it is expedient that I go away, because then the Holy Spirit comes and lives on the inside of us. What a revelation. What a revelation today. What a revelation. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray. Everybody pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Help me live in the joy of the cross.
Help me live in the joy of the cross.
Crucify myself daily.
Crucify myself daily.
Walk in the newness of life every day.
Walk in the newness of life every day.
Thank you, Lord, that this building is filled with life and life more abundantly.
Thank you, Lord, that this building is filled with life and life more
abundantly. And every home of every person that's in the sound of my voice, the life of God in Jesus fills in
Amen.
The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I choose to live in the joy of the Lord every day. Amen. And amen. And amen. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Hopefully this is the year you got the Easter word out of your mouth. Get that. That just does not belong in the mouth of a believer. I know. Don't throw nothing at me. I did good for the whole program, but you just see that's the darkness and this is the light, and there's no comparison. It'll be all right. God will help people, not me. I like jelly beans. I like boiled eggs. I'm like egg-shaped chocolate. Wow. Anyways, I'm off it now. Now, we're going to receive communion here today. And I want you to be a part of that with us. We receive communion every time we come together. And Jesus said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. And, you know, Exodus chapter 12 is the story of the first Passover. And then Hebrews 9 and 10 or 8, 9 and 10. It's just a whole bunch of it that is all about Jesus becoming the sacrificial lamb. And study it and read it. I was actually just turning on to read the words that we did about Holy Week. It was a very severe blessing. And so we want you to receive communion with us today. Now, what's the chance that you can do this, though? Just take your time. I just know my condition. I'm headed for the pillow so I can go back to work tonight. We've already received communion once today, but we're going to receive it again right now. And you know, there's a lot of people that say, well, you know, Pastor, it's going to get old after a while. And when that statement comes to us, we have to very, very specifically take that statement and just get it out of our lives. Because what's going to get old? What's going to get old? God? It's going to get old, the Bible? No. And you and I, if we'll deal with our heart right, then we don't ever let anything of the great value like that get old. We keep it hot. We keep it warm. We keep it alive inside of our lives every day. Jesus, mighty. Now, hold on just a second here. There we go. Now, just moving things here. To all of our families and to all of our friends and to all of you that's part of the community of faith, here we are through another whole year, clear to the resurrection. And we celebrate the resurrection every day, and we receive communion every day. And so, let's see here. Hold on. Still haven't got the right button click. But I'm getting more closely. All right. Now we got, here's the words. Say these words with me at home and this together. Ready? 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it. And remembrance of me. Man, think about that. Jesus put it in a communion in a little cup. And the amount of blood that was slain at the time of his sacrifice was amazing. 26. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, Jesus' redemptive work, until he comes. Let a man examine himself. That's your place and my place. And then once you examine yourself, if you got to straighten yourself out, do it. And then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we would judge ourselves. We would not be judged. God's love is perfect. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. As Jesus is right now, so are we. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, and it's in Jesus' name. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. So today, be made perfect in him. And now, the prayer of salvation. If you've never prayed this prayer, pray it. If you've never prayed it from the depth of your being, knowing that you're connecting with God, pray it that way today. Because it isn't just words to say. It's a prayer to pray. So everybody at home, pray this right out loud with me. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day for me. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I have been made a new creation in you, Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Take a screenshot of that right there. You'll get the verses. You'll get the declarations. You get our email address and the website. You might want to shout, hallelujah, I am accepted in the beloved. Here's what just took place. Darkness turned to light. Jesus is the light of the world. Faith turns to fear because Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith, and he just came to live in you. You are made into the righteousness of God. Well, Pastor, why would God do that? Because he knows that we're going to fail him. So he brought his own son, and Jesus took on humanity so that he could, he took on humanity so that he could overcome all the power of the enemy. And then you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And you can see all that in those verses right there. Meditate in them day and night, until they just become part of it. There's my email address, hgpreacherman@gmail.com, and the website, samueljcottle.com. And we want you to avail yourself and be connected with us. You cannot survive without the body of Christ as a believer. You can't survive. You've got to be connected in one way or another. So get yourself connected, and it'll be a blessing to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Let's take our communion elements. and we'll lift him up.
There we go. Ready?
Speak this right out loud. Jesus,
Jesus,
as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity.
The
chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is plying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around this world, wherever you send me for this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now.
In Jesus' name,
amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We choose to walk with you. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed.
Your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion made on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser
of the brethren is cast down forever. There is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague, every curse must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus,
my conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be the glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish, when you come for me.
I receive the fruit of the vine now,
in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. And let's sing one of our old hymns. Can wash away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other nothing but the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, that's our program for today. Happy, I guess that's how you say it. I like to say glorious resurrection day to you. A glorious resurrection day to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon. Have a great day.
I love you, my love.
I love you.
I enjoy loving you. I enjoy you in my life.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being in my life.
So, love, what's the rules? What's the process on that Andrew Womack thing? How long do we have access to it?
April 5th.
Oh, that's not even another whole week. So if we play it again, we got to play it tonight. How long did it last? 2 hours?
Three, maybe. First, we don't have to stay through the interview at the beginning.
Well, right. You started early. You don't have to wait till it's being broadcast. I did communion because I didn't, in any sense of the word, mean to get you that frustrated and angry. I appreciate your call. I don't. The last thing I want you to feel like is that I'm taking advantage of you. I don't want you to walk out and be angry all afternoon because I just think you instead of you.
I'm not
going to
be angry. I'm not angry. I just feel like something needs to be fixed and I don't know what or how or I just know.
What stuff has to be fixed?
You need to go to sleep right now. You need to go to sleep.
Thank you. I really work hard at being a wonderful person.
Thank you.
Yeah, that looks nice. remember before if it was paid on you. Very nice. Well, I think you should call your dad and see if they're going down to Uncle John and Aunt Diana. That would be so fun for Braden. You can catch them before they leave. Maybe not, it takes a while to get her up and moving anymore, doesn't it? Well,
thank you. Thank you.